AM 1450 KBMW.
We are back in studio. Good morning. We're up to 70 degrees and sunshine. Welcome to the second day of September. It is a Friday heading on into the holiday weekend. From all of us here at KBMW to you and your families, have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. If you're out on the road, safe travels, drive careful. And speaking of safety and speaking of being prepared, the lady that's taught us all that, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Be prepared.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing
great.
Well.
On this sunny morning, we got a little bit of rain last night, so
I know,
that was nice.
A little bit of rain.
A little bit. It was 5 minutes of a downpour, and that was it. But you know what? We'll take it.
Well, Uncle Mick said, well, that didn't amount to much. And it's like,
yeah. Not really. All
but
it did
no,
was wake me up. That's
I know.
All it did.
I know. Me too.
That's okay. That's all right.
So first, we got before we go into preparedness month.
Yes.
How's the scout doing? I see he's a few dollars short of his goal,
right.
But he's gonna hit it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He is currently, I think it's $186 short of his $5,000 goal.
Wow.
I know. And we just started selling on August 13th. So that's a hefty amount of popcorn to sell in about 2.5 weeks. That's impressive. So we're excited about it. The whole pack is doing well. The pack is about halfway to our initial goal. I think we'll start moving that goal up, depending on how sales keep going, but the kids are out in force, and that's great.
Let me just say as a testimonial, that popcorn's fantastic.
Isn't it?
That's better than the other stuff.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I'm rather fond of it.
Pops
I like the Trails
better.
End popcorn yeah. better than the stuff we had the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll still see those scouts outside Walmart and Econo and going door to door, and we'll be at a few festivals around the area. So stop by and say hi and check out what we have.
Okay, and the scout motto, you know, be prepared.
Yes. Well, so, technically the scout motto is always do your best.
Always do your best. But
being prepared,
that's
one of our.
It's been tied
yes.
to them.
Yep,
okay.
Absolutely.
Come on, help me. Bring me back on point.
It was
here.
A bad segue. Wasn't
I was trying to lead into this September thing with Wilkin County Emergency Services.
But a scout is always prepared.
Always prepared.
Always
That's
prepared.
It. That's what it is.
Yes. So it is National Preparedness Month. September is National Preparedness Month, where we talk about preparedness and what you should do to become more prepared. And honestly, it really revolves around three steps. Well, we'll say four steps. First, know your risk. Figure out what you need to be prepared for.
Okay.
Make a plan based on what you need to prepare for. Have a kit and then stay informed. And it's really that simple. So just sitting down and thinking, okay, in our area, what risks do we have and what do I personally need to be prepared for? Because some risks may not be as significant to one person as they are to another. For example, power failure. You know, to a regular person, if we're out of power for 6 hours, not a huge deal. You mm-hmm. might start to think about your refrigerator and your freezer, but it's usually not a huge deal. However, if you're on oxygen, being without power for 6 hours.
Could be a problem.
It's a huge problem. Mm-hmm. So it's things like that and knowing your risk to figure out what things you need to be prepared for, making that plan to accommodate those, having a kit that helps you accommodate that, and then staying informed to make sure that you know of any upcoming hazards or potential risks and things that may change.
So you mentioned the risk and that risk assessment here locally.
Yes.
What would you say are some of our risks here? Like you mentioned power outages and, you know.
Right. Well, most of our hazards around here are all weather related for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So we're concerned about floods and severe summer weather and severe winter weather. We obviously don't need to worry about hurricanes so much and tsunamis.
Yeah.
Earthquakes, you know, it's always a possibility. There's been earthquakes in this area before, rather small ones, very, very seldom.
Barely noticeable, yeah.
Exactly. So it's not something that's really high on the radar to prepare for. But then there's other things such as just being aware if you ever had to shelter in place in your home because there was some sort of law enforcement issue.
Mm-hmm.
If there was ever a chemical release and you needed to either shelter in place or evacuate, active shooter type situations, things like that should always always be on every person's radar, regardless of where they live, because those hazards affect everyone,
right,
everywhere.
Right.
But it's really figuring out those weather hazards that are more specific to our area and how you need to prepare for that. Now that we're talking about preparedness and making a kit, now would be the time to start thinking about dusting off that winter survival kit that you keep in your vehicle.
All right.
Because you may have taken it out of the vehicle. You may have pillaged some things from it over the summer. You know, think about what you did with it. I'm not saying put it together yet, but think about it. What happened to it?
I haven't mentioned winter once, so I'm glad you broke the seal on that.
Well, you know,
I haven't even uttered the word.
You don't want to say it's right around the corner, but this weekend is the unofficial end of summer for most of us.
Right.
And what happens after summer? We get maybe a couple weeks of fall, and then we start thinking about winter again.
That's it. Yeah.
So I'm not saying put that kit together, but while you're thinking about your emergency kit that you're going to build for your home, maybe start thinking about those vehicle kits as well.
You got it.
And then that emergency kit for your home, really keep it kind of simple. You can use a 5-gallon bucket, keep a flashlight in there with some batteries, a couple garbage bags, some canned foods with a can opener, a little bit of water, some medications if you're on medications, copies of important documents that you may need if you have to evacuate, change of clothes, shoes, you know, things like that. Keep
sure.
It pretty simple. And then if you ever have to evacuate, that bucket is just your go kit, and you grab that bucket and you leave. Now, you may need specialized items in there. If you have an infant, you know, keeping some diapers in there, you can buy the tiny canisters of formula just in case that applies to you. Extra eyeglasses. If your prescription changes, take those old eyeglasses and throw them in your kit just in case. Also, pets, they need to have a little bit of stuff for them, too.
Right.
So keep a leash, a collar, you know, maybe some food in there if you're comfortable with that, but that tends to expire since it's not non-perishable. So that one is entirely up to you. But just keeping in mind those special considerations that you may have that apply to you but may not apply to everyone.
These preparedness packages can get to be quite large depending on the need.
They can, and you can make that kit as big or as small as you want. Mm-hmm. I recommend trying to keep it the size of a 5-gallon bucket.
Okay.
Because it's easy to transport.
Got it.
Yeah.
And I suppose next month, too, getting into October and fire prevention, we can talk all about that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
See, we got a ton of things to talk about. All year long, we never run out of things to talk about, you and I.
That's not typically a problem that I have.
No, yeah, me either. So
if you know me outside of here, you know that I'll talk to the wall
right.
about anything. So
all right.
Yep.
Well, great to have you in here for another Friday. And again, where are the scouts again?
We will be at Walmart, Econo, and then keep it on your radar because we'll be at Headwaters Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You're going to be down there, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's next weekend. But you'll still see us outside Walmart and Econo and then going door to door throughout the weekend. And then next weekend, we'll be at Headwaters Day.
All right. And help that guy reach his goal. He's not far off.
Nope. He'll get there.
All right. Brianna Koval, great to have you in here. And, hey, to you and the fam, safe and happy Labor Day.
Yes, thank you.
Are you traveling? Are you going to hit the road? Or are you just going to kind of keep it close to home?
You know, we'll do the lake thing. It's getting to the end of the season mm-hmm. where we have to start cleaning stuff up, which kind of makes it sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, you enjoy it
yeah.
while you can. This is probably going to be the last swimmable weekend because the temperatures are getting lower at night, which nobody wants to swim when the water is 60
That's
degrees.
Right. So, that's right.
Yep. But we'll enjoy the weekend while we can.
Sounds great. All right. Well, enjoy that. Are you going to be back next Friday or is that kind of up in the air?
No, I'll be here.
You're all good.
Yep.
Because we never run out of things to talk about. You
Absolutely.
And I. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. It is 9:16. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hello. This is your water softener talking. I love Morton Salt Crystals.
Have you fed your water softener lately? Ensure you have softer feeling skin and hair with Morton Pure and Natural Water Softener Crystals. Stop by Farmers Union Oil to check out our variety of Morton salts. Your water softener will love you for it.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 30...